presence of God. And I believe the Lord told me that there...
Glory, yes, as we sit here. Jimmy Swaggart, as he says, as we sit here in the presence of God. And after that song, the presence really came into the studio. And I hope it did so there for those who are listening. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. And this is Poems of Divine Power Solution with Richard and Annie Lean. And we have a good program lined up, so I hope you got your Bibles out, your pencils and papers, your ears open, your heart ready to receive, your eyes see what the Lord is saying to you, the spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, and that there's a word for you today that comes out of our mouths from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
dwells among us, full of grace and truth.
Well, good morning, everybody. Like I said earlier, this is CKMS 102.7 FM coming Radio Waterloo with Richard and Annalene with Poems of Divine Power Solution. And I hope you have prepared yourself for what the Lord has for you today. And good morning from Annalene.
And good morning from Richard. Psalm 118, verse 24 says that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And sister, before we go any further and say anything else, let's go in prayer. Invite the Holy Spirit to be with us today to lead us so that everything that we says, that we say, honors and glorifies Him, lifts up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that His word today will not return void.
I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you. This is a prayer of thanks. No matter what situation we're into, no matter what our day might be, this is going to be a prayer of thanks to the Lord who gave us life. And without Him, we don't have the breath of life, the Holy Spirit. Without Jesus Christ, we don't have an intercessor. Without God the Father, we cannot see eternity. So we give you all the praise and glory, Father God, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the listeners. I thank you, Lord, that you'll invade their home with the Spirit, with the living Spirit of God. I thank you, Lord, those who cannot hear you, and your word does not come back void, that your word somehow, you'll send it to them, Lord, and it'll speak to their heart, O Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, because everything you created is alive, and your word is alive. And it can accomplish more than we can even imagine. And when we pray it, it can send a message to people from afar. I give you all the praise and glory, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord. We all should give thanks to the Lord today and call upon His name every day for what He has done for us. For the deeds that He does for His people, we should sing unto Him the psalms, talk of all His wonderful works and glory in His holy name. Our hearts should be rejoicing this morning because joy does come in the morning. As we seek you, O Lord, let us seek you, O Lord, with all our strength. Seek us with your face forevermore, remembering all the marvelous works that you have done for us, and in the good and in the bad. I thank you, Lord, that your marvelous works we shall remember, all the things that you have done, your wonders and the judgments of your mouth, and the seed of Abraham, your servant, the children of Jacob, the chosen ones. And we are the seed of Abraham. We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you, Lord God, for your covenants. We thank you, Lord, that you have us covered under the blood of Jesus for this day. We thank you, O Lord God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God the Father. I thank you, Jesus, for being our intercessor, for being our healer, our deliverer, for answered prayer as you intercede to the Father. I thank you, O Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit to us so that we have a comforter, a guide, who will teach and train us and bring things to our remembrance of the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, you'll uplift the people out. You'll lift the people up wherever they are, Lord, whatever they might be going through, whatever they're rejoicing in, that you'll lift them up even higher to a new level, O Lord God, and that you'll cover them with your protection. Psalm 91, we thank you for that protection, O Lord God. It's such a powerful psalm, Lord. And we should be saying it often, or at least say parts of it, because, oh Lord, who else? Where else can we go but to the Lord when we are in trouble? Where else can we go when we're sick? Doctors can help, but they can't always heal us. Those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will, and I hope all will say of the Lord, He is... sorry, just a minute. He is my refuge. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. And in our God we will trust. And I'm reading from Psalm 91, if you hadn't already figured that one out. I thank you, Lord. Well, I'm praying it now. Because that's what you do. We just sing and pray the Psalms and the Word of God. That way it will stay in our memories and our heart. Lord, I know you'll deliver people from the snare of the fowler. I know, Lord, from the perilous pestilence they are delivered. I know, Lord, you cover us with your feathers. I know, Lord, that we're under your wing and we can take refuge. Your truth is our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor the destruction that lays at waste at noonday. Though 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Praise God. Because you have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up. Thank you, Jesus, that you bear us up through your angels, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We shall trample them underfoot. We can take authority, Lord. We thank you that you gave us authority over the enemy. I thank you, Lord, because we have set our love upon you. You say, because they have set their love upon me, therefore I will deliver them. I will set them on high because they have known my name. They shall call upon me and I will answer them. I'll be with them in trouble. I'll deliver them and honor them. With long life I'll satisfy them and show them my salvation. Therefore, Psalm 92, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Lord, O Most High God. As we declare this morning your loving kindness and as we declare your faithfulness in the night, I give you all the praise and glory, and we sing unto you with our hearts. We sing unto you with our lips, and we will not forget your benefits. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Just so.
Amen and amen and amen. What is your story? Are you praising your Savior all day long? Or do you know Him as your Lord and Savior? We will offer the gift of salvation here at CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo, Poems of Divine Power Solution, as my sister mentioned with Annalene and with Richard.
Amen. Hello, everyone, again.
Amen, amen, amen. We are here about God's business, about lifting up His name, about speaking about what He did at the cross at Calvary, who He did that for. And if you put your trust and hope in Him, the Bible speaks about your forgiveness of sin and you're granted eternal life with Him and His Father, our God, and the Holy Spirit in eternity forever. Will you open your heart today to receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth?
Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, my sister. And so we've got some administration to do, or you've got something else you want to start with?
You know, God's good. That's all I can say.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good. Amen.
You know, things don't look so good in our world. Around us, it doesn't even look so good. All the calamities that are happening within our homes, within our family, within ourselves. The doubts that fly around in our heads and in our hearts. Where's God? Is it true He's really coming back? This is where people are at. I think a lot of people are at right now. Where is your God, the devil says. Well, I'm going to tell you, people, God is real and God is there with you always.
Amen.
I know that for fact. And sometimes, yes, I get a little down and I question a little bit, but I ask quickly for forgiveness because then I start remembering all the things that He has done for me in the past.
Amen.
And even up to this week and to today, because I could get up out of bed with a smile on my face and thank Him for the breath of life. And what is your purpose with Christ? Why did He make us, you will probably often ask? Well, is so that we can praise His name, bless Him for all the good works for creation, for creating people for whom they are, but it's their choice is how they go down that road. We can praise Him for new birth in everything we see. That includes plants, that includes the ground, that includes everything, because everything keeps getting refurbished. Not the way man is doing it, though. Jesus did not come to destroy. He came to fulfill His word through us.
Amen.
That's what He did. And He went on the cross to take every situation upon Himself, every sin, every evil thing upon Himself, so that we could live with God in eternity.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When we go from this home to our forever home.
Amen. Thank you,
That's
Lord.
That's what I call it. I don't call it death. When I pass on, I'm coming out of my shell, and I'm going to go to eternity.
Amen.
Because we are spirit. Amen. Adam and Eve were spirit till they ate the apple, and then they became flesh. Because that's the flesh that gets in the way. It's the flesh that deters us from where we're going and what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
And it's the enemy comes in. Just like He did with Adam and Eve that day, He comes at us sometimes like a flood. And you don't know which way to turn. But that's when you stop and take a breath and Jesus, help me.
Amen. Thank you,
That's
Lord.
All we can do. We are weak. We are so weak. And we're weak-minded at times. And maybe many times. But if we can just grasp at that moment when we feel like we're falling apart, say, help me, Jesus. Help my unbelief. Help me, O Lord God. because that's why Jesus went to the cross. And when you call on him, he intercedes to the Father to send angels to help you, whatever the situation might be. And it's not always. He doesn't always do it the way we want it done. And there's been people who have passed away and died horrifically. Even if, I don't know if they called on Jesus' name, if they knew Jesus. You got to know Jesus for his help. But if they did, there must be a purpose behind why he took them home. Because he knows your future. He knows tomorrows. We're supposed to live for today. We don't know tomorrows. And I learned that this year because of the fall that I had back in March. I didn't know that was going to happen. And I don't even blame God because it wasn't God. But God was there to cushion me. It could have been a lot worse and I would not be here today because of him. So, because of the cross. It says it all in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's the point right there. That we be saved by asking him to come into our hearts. And once we've done that, we are saved and we're forgiven. Amen. And the benefits go on and on. And I would like to do that on all the benefits one of these, like maybe next week. And when I say that, I mean it. So the benefits of God, when you know Jesus Christ, first of all, you're reconciled unto God, the Father Almighty. You're absolutely can go to the Father. Amen. Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can't do that unless you know Jesus through the blood. Through the blood, we are saved, forgiven, healed, delivered. He gave us authority. Amen. I forget what that is in the Bible. He gave all authority to the people who love him. So we can take authority over the enemy's tactics, over whatever situations we're in. We can ask for his strength, which will give us joy through every tragic thing. And I'm talking from experience because I can't go through my whole life. It's been long. But I had some very horrific things happen to myself and my family, which just tore our hearts. But remember this, even when I wasn't following him the way I am now, because I was way back before I start to learn about him, he was there. His hand was upon us in those horrible situations. And he brought us through. Now, some didn't handle it well and still aren't. Others have and have come through stronger than before. And I'm sure Richard has a story. I'm sure you all have a story. But remember, Jesus' hand, if you're chosen, his hand is upon you from child. We read that the other last week about him, wisdom in the womb. The baby, his hand is upon the birth of the baby, before the baby's even born. So just praise him. Thank him. Yes, you can have your tears. Yes, you can have your little temper tantrums, big temper tantrums, whatever they are. But at the same time, just know he's there carrying you through it all. Amen and amen.
Amen, sister. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 to 11 speaks that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
Amen.
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Amen.
According to Paul.
That's right.
And so it is, we need to put our trust and hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not only for forgiveness of sin, but for the opportunity to be granted eternal life as well. And so we're about God's business here and I'm offering gifts to salvation. And sister, we've got a little bit of ministration.
Yes.
If you're interested in making a contribution to Poems of Divine Power Solution, and then this is the address that my sister's going to give you an email address where you can make an e-transfer. 100% of it goes back to this ministry, Poems of Divine Power Solution. 100% of it goes back into the kingdom. And remember, if the heart is willing, then that's then that's what we're asking. If your heart is willing to make that contribution. And so, sister, you've got an email address there that you want to present?
Yes. So the e-transfer address is annepodp@gmail.com. That's annep as in Peter, O, D as in Dad, P as in Peter, @gmail.com. And we thank you in advance for your help with keeping these books in the hands of people through the publishing and seeing that people get them in their hands.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. And the Bible speaks that he loves a cheerful giver.
Amen. Our pastor talked about that, which we should speak about.
Yes.
And maybe talk about what he sent this week as well.
Yes, of course, of course, of course.
So, as I said before, I go to the church, Rain and Zion International Ministries. It's a wonderful, wonderful Bible-believing church, very caring church. The pastor and his wife are very caring. It's at 1444 King Street East, Kitchener, Ontario. The services start at 9:30, and then you have your worship at 10 to 10:15, and then we go into another service of teaching, and then they have their Bible studies, and they have Friday night prayer, Fridays from 7 till 9, except the last Friday, which is a later prayer evening, 9 till midnight. But anyways, you're all welcome to come and enjoy the worship. The music is beautiful. And as I said, you will be well welcomed when you come. Now, Pastor Saturday and Evangelist Victoria are running that.
Yes.
Rain and Zion International Ministries. Okay?
Amen. And this is the message that Pastor Saturday delivered to his flock on Tuesday. I hereby declare that the Lord Almighty will remove every obstacle from your path today and grant you prosperity in all aspects of your life in the name of Jesus. And our sister Annalene responds, praise God has been declared today, shall be so for all involved, with prosperity overflown in abundance in everything, have an unmerited favor with God and man. So sing unto the Lord, clap your hands, and rejoice for great things he has done. I say again, rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And as Paul speaks in Philippians, again I say, rejoice, rejoice always, I say. And so we're rejoicing today. If you've opened your eyes today, if you've taken a breath, if you've gotten out of bed, if you're walking, if you're having a breakfast, if you're on your way to work, if you're at work, if you are alive today, say thank you, Lord, because he still has you around for a reason and a purpose. And so we are here to lift up his name. We're here to glorify him as he continues to change us from one glory to another. And so, sister, we're on this beautiful poem, The Chord of Dispersal. The Chord of Dispersal.
That's correct.
On page 67, page 68 of Poems of Divine Power, we've completed a paragraph 1 and 2 last week, and we're going to continue today, pick up from paragraph 3 on page 67. And as always, it's a line by line, paragraph by paragraph Bible study.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And so, sister, We're picking up where we left off last week.
I'll read the poem first.
Amen, of course.
The Chord of Dispersal, page 67 and 68. Poems on Divine Power, book 2. The Lord is to be the fulfillment of lives, projecting his love, encasing the soul with the enrichment of his deity, surrounding the body with his glory, magnifying his perfection of pure righteousness. Where pride would fall, sin would dissipate, and God's desires would be enhanced. When seeing the saved reveling in his love, inspiring others to forsake their own desires, breaking down barriers by appalling sin, abhorring evil, speaking the word of God, setting hearts on fire, singing songs of praise and fervently praying, magnifying God's holy name, knowing that the darkness has been confronted by the light of God, Jesus Christ, dispersing the enemy. By his right hand, he brings healing and justice to those who have called upon his name in ways beyond all understanding, seeing evil fall. Because the saints stood on guard, being alert in prayer, communicating with God, interceding for others, making their requests known, then with patience, listening for his voice of authority to answer, while glorifying him for his wisdom and righteousness. Amen and amen. And the reference is Judges 9.
Amen and amen, my sister. And so we finished off at paragraph 2. We're going to continue in paragraph 3.
I'm a little tangled here. There we go. There we go. Okay, paragraph 3 we're going to start on, which is on page 67 of Poems, Divine Power, book 2, on page 67. But I'm going to start with paragraph 2, the last two lines to come into the paragraph 3. When seeing the saved reveling in his love, inspiring others to forsake their own desires, breaking down barriers by appalling sin, abhorring evil, speaking the word of God, setting hearts on fire. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? He set my heart on fire years ago.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's been an inspiration to me ever since. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, yet he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. Amen. And you know, when I get down, that song comes to me. Amen. It just reminds me of the love of Christ.
Amen.
It's so understanding, amen. Such a childlike song coming from the Father to our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And sister, if we ask our listeners, if there's nothing you remember in the 3 hours of this program, remember this. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. And his love doesn't change. And his love isn't dependent on us loving him back. His love is called agape love. It has no limits. It has no boundaries. It's unconditional love. And God just continues to love us even when we are unlovable or even when we don't love him back. His love just continues on and on and on.
Amen.
And so, Father, we thank you for your unconditional, your agape love.
So I'm going to read that third paragraph again.
Amen.
Breaking down barriers by appalling sin, abhorring evil, speaking the word of God, setting hearts on fire.
Amen, amen. And sister, speaking as you read in the poem, speaking of the word of God, let's get to his word of God. And we pray today that it does set some people's heart on fire today.
Yes, amen.
And there, and you know something? There's a verse coming up that speaks about that in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to be starting out at
Matthew.
Sister Matthew 28, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And sister, I believe that is considered the Great Commission.
That's right, it is.
That is what God calls all of us to do when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Not just be saved, thank you, Lord, and then forget about it. There's work to do in the kingdom of God.
And you know what? You'll never be bored.
Amen?
Never be bored. God is not a God of boredom. I'm going to tell you that.
Amen to that.
He might be a God of stillness because he knows you got to be still sometimes. But it's not, even that might be very exciting if you're meditating.
And so our next verse is 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 to 5. And that reads as such. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captivity every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Amen.
Yes, our minds have to be obedient to the mind of Christ. Is that, that's what you just read, right?
Yes.
Because if we let our mind do its own thing, we might get ourselves into some trouble because we're hearing the wrong voices. So if our mind is in one accord with Christ, then the word will be there and in your heart to keep you on the right path. Amen.
Amen.
In decision making and everything.
Amen. Every aspect.
Yes. Amen. Now we're going to Ephesians 2.
I am there, sister. Okay. Ephesians 2, verse 14 to 15. For he himself is our peace, who has made two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you read that part again? Just that last part?
His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. So now we're going to go to line two. It's on Poems of Divine Power 2, page 67, the Court of Dispersal. And the line 2 says, appalling sin. Who appalls sin? God appalls sin.
Amen.
I do too. Because it hurts people.
Amen.
Okay, so the scripture is Romans 7, 14 to 25.
Yes, if you can head over there, sister.
Okay. Romans 7, verse 14 to 25. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what am I doing? I do not understand. For what I will to do that I do not practice, but what I hate that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh. Nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me. But how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will do to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find that a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And isn't that where we stand? There's a warring sometimes within us, and we struggle back and forth with it. And that's what Paul says. You know, he wants to do what's right, but he's warring, and he'll end up doing what the flesh wants instead of the mind at times. But it's also the heart is involved. He doesn't talk the heart. He's talking about the mind. And the mind can become more flesh than of God's law. And so that's why we got to keep our hearts pure and our minds renewed in the Word of God, so we can fight that warring that comes. And sometimes it comes from the other side of the spirit realm, which he talks about the evil side, and put thoughts into your mind that are not true, or can create an imagination that's not true. So that's what this word is saying. Amen and amen. Now we're going to go to line 3. Okay, so Poems of Divine Power, Book 2, page 67, paragraph 3, line 3. We did by appalling sin, and that's what Paul was talking about. And now we're abhorring evil. So that, we're going to go to, I lost my place. Oh, yeah.
Psalm 91, verse 10.
Are you there?
And it reads as such. No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent.
Amen.
Amen. And you read Psalm 91 earlier.
Yeah, and then there's Psalm 119, 104.
Psalm 119, verse 104 speaks, I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path.
Amen.
Amen.
And
thank you, Lord.
1 Thessalonians, which I should have been at. Sorry about that. There we are, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to read 19.
Go right ahead, my sister.
So this is 1 Thessalonians verse 5, or chapter 5, verse 19. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecy. 21 now. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body preserve blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 24. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
How could I left that out? Anyways. And then we got Romans.
Romans 12, verses 9 reads as such. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good.
And then we got 1 Timothy 5. There we are, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20 to 22. Those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality. Maybe I got to read a little further. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in other people's sins. Keep yourself pure. 23. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities. Some men's sins are clearly evil, or evident, preceding them to judgment, but those of some men follow later. Likewise, the good works of some are clearly evident, and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Yeah, sometimes you got to read the more than just the ones you look at, right? Okay, so now we're going to go to
line four.
Four, yeah. So line four, a paragraph three, line four. So first is breaking down the barriers by appalling sin, abhorring evil. Speaking the word of God, setting hearts on fire.
Amen and amen.
So the first book is Jeremiah 20.
I'm there. Jeremiah 20, verse 29.
And then 20.
Sorry, Jeremiah. Yes, I'm at both Jeremiah's. Okay. Jeremiah 20, verse 9 reads as such. But I say, I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name. His word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. And then Jeremiah 23, verse 29 reads as such. It is not my word. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Amen. And my sister, you talked about that earlier, that you're on fire for God's word. And then verse 29 here in Jeremiah speaks about that. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in peace. That's profound, because we know the word of God is Jesus Christ. We know the word of God will not return void. He speaks about that, and we know that the word of God not only touches, it changes the heart of his people.
Amen. That's right. It does. My heart changed in an instant.
Amen. And that Bible is the word of God that we hold on to and cling to, that gives us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, direction, and purpose, and guide us down the path once we hold on to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Amen and amen. Now, I've got Luke 24:32 here. And it's when Jesus is sitting at the table. So I'm going to go to 32. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn with us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?
Amen. Amen.
Because he walked on the road with them first.
But their heart was burning.
Yes. And then I got Acts 2. So maybe I should go back and look at that too. Acts 2, 1.
Sister, you're going to Acts 2.
Yeah, 14.
14 to 44.
Right.
Are you going to read that entire passage?
No, but we could look at it quickly.
Okay.
How's that? You help me. In case I miss something important.
And so this is the passage where you, from your notes here, speaks on this. Peter preaches on day of Pentecost to about 3,000 people. Who got saved and baptized.
Yeah, there it is. That's all we need to say.
No.
No, I know. Okay. No, there's a lot more to it than that.
Yes.
So Acts 2, 14 to 44. So I don't know how much we should read.
Sister, sister, as the Spirit leads.
So I'm going to read the first couple verses in Acts 2, starting at 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then I'm going to go to 17 in Acts 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath,